This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you from the Amex Stadium. The sun's shining down here by the sea. And what a game. What a bonkers game we got. Brighton and Hove Albion 3, Brentford 3. And Brentford were very close to taking all 3 points today, but a penalty in pretty much the last minute got the Albion the points back that they probably, and I'm going to have to say this as a sporting person, deserved. But to be fair, we could have gone away with 3 points. What a game. What a game this was as well. Actually, tell me about this. What a game.
Yeah, amazing game. Deserved, I think. 1-1, 3-3. Fully deserved.
Fully deserved. I mean, you went into this game coming into Brighton, a good side. Yeah, they're just above us in the league. They need to get the points to get into Europe. We're just enjoying ourselves here today. But we were under the cosh for quite a lot this game, weren't we?
Definitely. So I think taking a point away here is amazing. Well done, Bees.
Come on, you Bees. You Bees. What an absolute result here. Look at it. You can see the Brentford players here coming over and getting a big round of applause from the 1,800 travelling supporters here again today. A bit funny this stadium here as well. The Brighton fans, quiet for most of the game. Obviously, quite lively when they scored their goal. But other than that, like I said to you, we couldn't really hear them. But that's what it's normally like when we come down here. But like I said to you, it's been a good day out. There's something as well. That was actually a really good game if I won it.
Great game, yeah. Loved every minute of it. Yeah. Lucky to come away with a draw at the end, I think. But I'll take that.
And I'm going to say this, Brighton, I thought, very good side. They came at us. At one stage, it was like the Alamo, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. They're a decent team. Deserve to be where they are.
To be fair, though, with Brentford, though, we took our chances for once in this game, didn't we?
Yeah, we certainly did, mate, yeah. It was good result. Yeah. Happy days.
Come on, happy your beans. Let's have it. What a great game.
What a fantastic game. I mean, it was a great game of football, but to be feeling disappointed with that referee's decision towards the end, gutted.
And what decision? Tell everyone, because some people at the game, they wouldn't know. What do you mean?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What happened? What decision?
It looked like, he gave a penalty, didn't he, for the handball of Hickey, but how could it be a handball when the ball was so close? The kick was so close to him. In fact, the second one they claimed for was more of a penalty than that one, in my opinion.
And so the handball where we were 3-2 up, it was like the 88th minute, something like that. We were looking like we were edging into extra time to win this game, and they got a penalty in the last count, and that's what got the points, wasn't it?
I'll walk away with a point. I'm happy with a point.
I mean, to be fair, they're a good side, aren't they?
They're a very good side, and they are where they are. That's why they're sixth or eighth or whatever it is in the league. I'm so confused at the moment, Billy.
But to be fair, Brentford, we matched them at times, but also we played them on the break, didn't we?
Yeah, very, very deep second half, like we were at West Ham and like we were at Southampton. But they are a better striker force than either of those two sides. I've got to go now, Billy.
You Bees.
You Bees.
Oh, we've got Bees fans here. Very, very happy with the result. I mean, I'm actually happy with that result, to be fair, because they're a very good side. Do you want to talk to us about that game?
I thought it was an exciting game, and I'm glad it came out as it did.
I mean, is it a 3-3?
It didn't look like it was going to be 3-3 for a long time.
To be fair, actually, we actually did quite well to hold them off for so long, didn't we?
We did, yes.
I mean, good team, Brighton, but to be fair, you know, this game last season, we would have lost this game probably in the 20th minute, wouldn't we?
I wasn't here, so I don't know.
But I'm just saying, but in general, no. But still.
I do worry about David Raya no longer being here, though, because they relied on David Raya a lot today.
You don't think Brentford will just pluck another goalkeeper out of the blue, or do you think that he's irreplaceable?
Nobody's irreplaceable, so let's hope so.
Fingers crossed. You bees.
You bees.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, dear. You want to have a little chat? You want to have a little... No. Listen, you can see his heart. Tell you something. You've got your heart been ticking away there. You know what I'm saying? I can see your eyes popping out your head there. Listen, what... I mean, you're behind me. I'll tell you something. I was going to call the ambulance. I was going to call the first aid people because you're in all sorts of trouble.
We'll take the point. We did really well. We're three or four years behind them in terms of team and structure and everything. So to do that today, they did really well in the end. Hung on really well. Second half, dug in. Did all right.
A few things that you weren't happy about. I mean, defensively, I mean, we had three straight five at the back, so we had the three centre backs as well, and then we had the two wing backs as well. And there's times where our wing backs seemed to be getting caught out quite a lot. I mean, listen, they were coming against quality, but we were getting caught out, weren't we?
I think Aaron, maybe we need to be more sort of back and no more wing today, because there was a lot of space behind him.
I thought Rico was giving him a problem.
Rico did well again, as he normally does. But Aaron maybe needs to learn a bit more. But he's not fit. Someone say he's got injured after the Scotland game.
He talked to one of his teammates and said he was injured, apparently. So, again,
he's 90 minutes today. Plus that, you know, he might have been carrying something. I don't know. But we've done all right today. We'll take that.
He was up against a very good player as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Mitoma. He's a very, very, very good player. We'd have taken a point beforehand. We'll take a point now. So, happy days.
We will take whatever at the moment now because we're very, very happy
days.
Bees.
Happy days. No, really good. We're doing well.
That's right.
Go again Wednesday.
Wednesday. We're losing track of what day it is, aren't we?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's
it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Monday.
Oh, for God.
So, here we go. Listen, we've got one of the old guard here as well. What a match that was, though, wasn't it?
Fantastic. Really good. Really enjoyed that. I think second half they battered us. Let's be honest. But
that goal was coming, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't realise it was going to come that way though. But Raya was outstanding. They're a great side, Brighton. I think they're the best team I've seen us play this year.
Well, other than Arsenal.
Yeah. Other than Arsenal. Yeah. I can't fault us. But the trouble is, we just couldn't get the ball. Could we?
Couldn't
get the ball, no. Yeah. It was just, it's like we're playing with 10 men, really, but they gave their all, but they're a very good side. You've got to be happy with 3-3.
If there was a change that you had to make in there, because, I mean, we were saying at the time, and we were going, and obviously there's a reason why we went 3 at the back, stroke 5 at the back, Thomas Frank. Yeah. You know, we had our wing backs, and maybe it's because we were hitting them on the break, because maybe defensively he thought they were weak. But that obviously kind of, you're giving up a player in midfield and also you're pushing your wide players out, and they were hitting us on the width all the time.
They were, but also I felt the midfield was, there was no legs in our midfield at all. Damsgaard, I think, will come good eventually, but I thought he's too weak. I thought their goal, Jensen should have blocked that cross for their second goal, I think it was, yeah. But all in all, I'm looking at the league table now, where we are, you've just got to be happy, haven't you? You've got to be happy.
We can be. And as you can see, all the fans are watching as QPR lost again to the bottom, Wigan. You know, and people say, oh, yeah, we're not interested in the Championship, but there's a lot of interest
there
in the Championship,
like
I
say. Yeah, 3 points.
That's right, 39-44. So QPR 3 points above the drop zone. And when I met Gareth Ainsworth about a month and a bit ago, and they're about 10 or 12 points above the drop zone. And I said, oh, look, here we go, talking about QPR, talking about Millwall, talking about Pelé, talking about Cruyff, talking about Beckenbauer. Here we go. We've got Informer on the right. Sergeant Paul Todd on the case. But he's Millwall. Surely you should be Millwall, mate. Oh, he's back for the European tour. He knows where his bread is buttered. Toddy is back, as they say. But anyway, there's no Informers over here at all. We have got no idea who this person is. But we'll go back and we'll talk about the football. Right, I'm not talking about policemen encroaching on our podcast. talk about QPR, but do you think they'll go down?
Who, QPR? Yes.
Do you think they'll go bust?
No.
They won't. You're very, very firm. You just straight up with it. No.
They won't go bust. No. They got two.
They'll go down?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
No, they'll go down.
Will Brentford go on European tour?
No.
Okay.
Will Brentford stay up?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm just going to have a look at that. I don't know. We're not safe yet,
There you go. That's true. No. All the questions are coming in here. All exclusive on the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Anyone else want to join? Listen, Joe, you're very happy, aren't you?
Oh, after that game. Bill, this is... Look, if someone said before the game you draw 3-all in an end-to-end game against Brighton, who beat us twice last season, I'd have taken it all day long. Yeah? Good side, you know, but... We did fine. We did good.
Yeah, we did all right as well. And like I said to you, I mean, you could see very early on that we had our work cut out, didn't we?
They play great football. McAllister in midfield is world class. Two wide men are very, very good. I'm not sure Rico and Aaron would have had their run around like they did today for most forward lines. If someone had said that was Liverpool, Man City, Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea in the old days, you'd have kind of gone... Fair enough. I can see it. They're a good side. Very good side.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've held our own. We've got a point away from home. We've taken 4 points from this team. I mean, that's a result, isn't it?
Oh, Bill, the fact that we're a little bit disappointed that we give away a penalty in the 84th minute against a side who are top six. But, you know, I'm looking tonight. We're seventh and we're disappointed. We should have been sixth. It's dreamland, mate. It's unbelievable. It's brilliant. Love it.
European tour?
I don't think we will, and I won't be unhappy if we don't. But if we do, it's a bonus.
UBs. Listen, we got Carly from the Brentford, the top honcho of the Brentford women in the house here today. I just want to say as well, Brentford women are playing a game at Benfont on Sunday, right? You need to check it out on the Twitter or on the Brentford website because they're playing it, and it's free, and you can get in there, and they want 1,000 people down there at least. Go down there and watch them play. They play some great, great football, and Carly is heading it up, and he's taking it on a next level, as they say. But the Osborne, that was one hell of a game, wasn't it?
It was. It's one of the most exciting games I've been to for a while, I'll be honest. It was really...
Including the ones that you managed as well.
maybe not them, but yeah. But yeah, no, it was. It was fun. It was end-to-end. There was some really, really good moments, some obviously fantastic goals, but you just kept feeling like something was going to happen all the time. So it was exciting, really good.
And I mean, Brighton, and you have to look at that. I mean, we said, and listen, we're football fans.
Yes.
First and foremost, of course, we're Brentford fans, and you can have your rose tinted sometime, but we turned around and we said to me, Brighton, they're actually a really good side. I mean, they came from, when they started that game, you could see where they were at.
Yeah, definitely. They're a really good side. De Serbi, to be fair to him, has put together a really good team. He's got them playing in a really good way, and a way that's very difficult to deal with. And I have to, you know, take my hat off to Thomas Frank, to be fair, in the way that he's dealt with things tactically today. Because although, yes, of course, you conceded three, but at the same time, I think he's limited Brighton to a degree in what they could create in the way that they play. So you have to take your hat off to Thomas. It was a real good tactical battle from both managers, and I enjoyed watching that.
And I'm going to ask that as well, because we were talking about this, because Thomas went three at the back, stroke five at the back in this game, which means that you're playing with the wing-backs. Could you see why? Because the thing about it is that they were causing problems on the flanks big time. Could you see why he did that? Did he do that to negate what was coming down the flanks as well? Because obviously there's a balance up, because when you go like that, what you take away from the team?
Yeah. I think he did. And I think he knew that was going to be a danger for them. And I think we limited them out wide. I think then it was the problem of everything then started to come a bit central. But I think, you know, I think with Rea sweeping well, I think that helped in that regard. And I think the middle three and the centre halves done really, really good in terms of how they managed the distances between the keeper and themselves, but also the spaces that happened and appeared in the middle when forwards would drop in deeper. Welbeck dropped in very deep, and the rotation, to be fair, from Brighton was good, but Brentford dealt with it really well.
Brighton came back twice. I mean, we went ahead twice and then they came back twice, and we went in at half time. We were a little bit gutted because we figured they'd come back again, but then in the second half, again, we got that goal. And we were out there for the whole of that half, and it looked like we're going to clinch this one. Yeah. But to be fair, it was like the Alamo, wasn't it?
It was, to be fair. The second half, especially kind of the latter part of the second half, you know, Brentford had to really dig deep and try and defend really, really tough. They done really well in their defensive box, to be fair to them. I thought both teams were a little bit shaky in their own boxes, but second half Brentford were much better. And I felt for Aaron Hickey on the penalty. It was a tough one. You know, he's trying to get his body across, but unfortunately just hits his arm and they give a penalty. But even with VAR, they wasn't sure. They've had to send the referee over to look. So it just goes to show how tight a decision that was, and it could have gone either way.
Yeah, so listen, great season for Brentford, the men's team, first team.
great season for the women's team, you know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, the men look like they might be going on a European tour. Any European tours tied up, lined up for your girls?
I don't know, maybe soon, maybe soon, hopefully in a few seasons. But we're doing well at the moment in the league, sitting second in the league. Got three games in hand on the league leaders as well, with, I think we're only 2 points behind or a point behind. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting end to the season for us, and we need to keep performing, and we've got an opportunity to do that tomorrow, I mean, hopefully in front of a massive crowd. So
at Bedfont as well, and yeah. I can see you're really sad you haven't got a European tour, so maybe you should join my Barnet Panthers. We're going to Holland next week on our European tour. So listen, we might get you and your girls a few tickets. You come down there as well, mate.
Might
need a few ringers in the side, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds good to me. I'm happy to be there. I'll dust the boots off if needed.
That's right. So Bees fans in the house, and we're outside the Amex Stadium. Using the words, obviously I have to call it Falmer Stadium or whatever it's called. Anyway, we're walking around here back to the station. Got a few Bees fans have stayed behind to have a few pints to let the traffic die down and want to chill out a little bit. But we're going to head back into town, get ourselves a few little Swifties as it is. And we've got Bees fan in the house who, to be fair, I'm going to argue and say that he's very happy with the point that we got from today's game, aren't you?
I am. I'm delighted with that point in the end. I found the second half very, very stressful. I think Brighton fans could possibly be a bit disappointed in the end. I thought they had sort of 75% possession. I've never seen a game so many corners. How many corners? They have double-digit corners. Brighton fans thought Raya was our best player. So, yeah, a point away at a good team like Brighton, that's a good point. So I've got no issue with that.
I mean, no issue with that as well. But I mean, let's just look at the game itself, because at the end of the day, you know, you've also, you know, let's look at Brentford. We've kind of also, okay, yes, we've had a lot of pressure, but we've dealt with it as well.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, I think that the five at the back, the low block, which we seem to be experts at, which Thomas loves, hey, it worked. I mean, it's stressful for fans, but it worked. So I suppose no complaints. I mean, personally, I'd quite like to see a bit more of a construct to our team to try and play the ball a bit higher up, to try and take a bit of pressure off the defence.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
But I guess that's why we're fans and Thomas is the manager. So,
and Pontus Jansen as well, back in the side. You know, he's been out for a long time. We've seen him fleetingly come in as a sub, but you know, Thomas is there for the, you know, for the start of the game, and he also put the ball in the back of the net. Oh, Pontus, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing. We all love Pontus. I mean, I think it was Watford away, the last goal he got for the team. He doesn't get that many, so they're all special. I suspect Pontus won't be with us next season, so every game he plays and every goal he scores is a special for us fans.
And I'm just going to talk about Brighton just briefly as well. Mitoma, who has given Aaron Hickey a really hard time. I mean, how good is he?
He's super fast for starters. But the way they read the game and play as a team, and I think both our fullbacks had very torrid times, even Rico. But yeah, Aaron had he'll know about that game. That was a tough game for him. And I think I personally think the handball was a bit harsh, but we'll see tonight on Match of the Day, I guess.
UBs.
Yeah.
Brighton fan in the house here. Well, it's not in the house, on the train, as you can hear. Welcome aboard, because we're on the way back from the Amex Stadium today. Pulsating game, like I said, your hearts in our mouths. Brentford fans as well, you know, but 3-2 up with 2 minutes to go. We would have loved to have got them 3 points, and then VAR stepped in and rescued the Brighton. And you must have been delighted with that at the end of the day.
Okay, well, it was a penalty, right? Did you agree?
Yeah, but I'm just saying to you, talk to me about the game.
Well, the game. Yeah, well, I think we probably didn't defend as well as we should have done. But the actual game, though, is fantastic. Yeah, it's good to have you guys down at the Amex. Two teams going at it, toe-to-toe, but we should have won it.
I mean, again, you should have won it maybe because of the bulk of the play and the possession that you had. I mean, what's the difference between... Because, I mean, we're saying this as well. We're Bees fans. We're football fans here. And we thought Brighton are probably one of the best teams we played this season. Arsenal, very good side. Brighton, very good side. We're very happy to have taken 4 points off of you this season.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah, right? You beat us before, right?
You know, yeah. What's the difference between, you know, this Brighton and the Potter Brighton?
It's tough to say. I think we've probably got a little bit more belief, to be honest with you. Yeah, we're scoring more goals, right? So how that is or why that is, I mean, De Zerbi probably has instilled that in us. But, you know, we're scoring more goals. I think we've just got more belief.
Attacking-wise, I thought Brighton very good today. But defensively, this is where we caught you out. I mean, Brentford, again, sometimes we're known for not taking our chances. But today we took pretty much every chance that we had, put the ball in the back of the net. We went ahead three times today, which is great for us. I mean, defensively, Brighton still got a few things to work on, it, do you think?
Well, obviously, we're Brighton, right? and you're Brentford. So, you know, yeah, I think we didn't defend as well as we should have done today. I mean, against other clubs, we defended way better than that. So we just got caught napping at the back for those three goals. And we haven't shipped. Have we shipped three goals at the Amex this season? You tell me. I can't remember.
I've got no idea. I mean, there could be an argument to say that Brentford's attack, again, you know, has caused you a few problems. I'm just coming back to just general in the league. I mean, I reckon you must be sixth. We must be seventh. We might be going on a European tour. Do you think that Brighton will be going on a European tour?
I hope so.
If not, I'll see you there.
Nice one. Cheers, mate.
Bees in the Eddy. Bit of a game here before Brighton. We played Brighton on a Boxing Day, and all Bees were down there before, and it was sort of kind of a bit of a weird sort of kind of post-lockdown vibe here that time as well. You know, not everyone was potty for going out. But I tell you something, tonight everyone is absolutely gagging for it. I mean, like, we had a few Bees got kicked out. Not because they're being bad Bees, because the place was too busy. So Brighton, proper lively here tonight in the Eddy here. And we've got Bees who are proper lively after seeing us probably gain a point that some may argue that we did quite well to gain.
Yeah, we did more than all right today. You know, we can't forget that's the way we set up to play. We allow teams to come onto us and they pressurise us. And that's the way we set up today. I thought defence was a bit shaky. I thought Hickey had a bit of a... No, stinker's probably a bit harsh. But I don't think he looked Premier League today. I thought Brentford did particularly well to take the lead three times. We took the game to them when we had the opportunity. But I think we always knew that Brighton were going to enjoy the boss share of possession, and that's the way it panned out. If we'd have lost that, I would have been a bit gutted. So, yeah, I think 3-all's probably a fair result. I think.
By saying that, you said if we lost it, we'd all be gutted, because it'd be 2 minutes to go. You're going to be gutted if you lose a game. But to be fair, that second half, it was proper like the Alamodo, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, but that's the way we set up. You know, they didn't have all the possession because we were rubbish. They had all the possession because we actually gave them all the possession.
They were good as well. Some people be given possession and they're not as good as they are.
The last thing I'm going to do is take away anything from Brighton. Brighton are an exceptional football team. Out there today were two very, very good football teams, and we got 4 points out of a very good football team this season. I don't want this to sound wrong. I think Brighton are really good. They deserve not to lose that. We deserve not to lose that. And I think it's a fair result, but we could have held out. I think, you know, I think Hickey should have been subbed. Rosleff doesn't give away two goals. I don't want to ball him out, but you know, I thought he was a weak link today, and Brighton knew that, and that's why they were floating it long to where Hickey was. They picked him out, and we can't afford that to happen on Wednesday.
Got Albion fan in the house. We're still in the Eddy. Eddy's still rocking the place out. Bees fans in the house here, Albion fans in the house here. Today, you're probably a little bit disappointed that you didn't get the 3 points. Is that right?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. You know, it was a great performance. But again, performances don't always bring results. But if you had 80 minutes, I would just shoot your hand for a point. And we came away with a point, so I'm happy. quite disappointed.
That's right. I mean, you got the point. I mean, you were saying to me earlier, man, that you had, you know, the 33 shots. That seemed to have stung you a little bit, the fact that you had the 33 shots, but you still didn't get the win.
I agree, but to be honest, I've walked this way before. You know, it's been too many times we've been a better team and we've come away with a draw or a loss.
Like the Fulham game, yeah?
Fulham, I'm still raw from that.
Yeah, we're still raw from that as well.
Yeah, I bet, you know, us two, 43 points each, you know. So yeah, but it's always, you know, if we went ahead, I would be far more disappointed than I am at the moment. But we came from behind each time, so I can't be too disappointed. But we should have won it. We should have won it. But fair play to you lot, you know.
And Brighton this season, I mean, you've stepped up a gear since the Potter's left. Is that right?
100%. 100%. We play more precision, more. We use Solly March on the wing, Mitoma on the other side.
Mitoma's a bad boy.
Oh, he's a class above. If we can keep him in the summer, I'll be a happy man. You know, we got Alexis McAllister. You know, he's scored today. Great, great penalty taker. Just a great player. Crusado. If we can keep two or three of our best players, I'll be a happy man. I'll be a happy man.
And I mean, we're talking about European tour, but you must be definitely talking about European tour. Are you going on a European tour next season?
I would sell my house for it. But
how much?
I rent.
50 quid.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
But yeah, fingers crossed. Top seven. I'm hopeful for. You know, whether it's, you know, playing in Liechtenstein or something like that, I'd be hopeful for. If we can get there, I'd be amazed. But fingers crossed.
You bees. Yes. You bees. Bees in the house, in the air, still in the eddy, and yeah, time to pontificate on this one. And from what I can see, the cog. You're actually Chelsea are not Chelsea, are literally, lad. Anyway, they're watching the Chelsea game here, and Chelsea aren't, I'll say they're not the races, but they must be quite upset. Aston Villa are giving them a little bit of a tonking, which means that we will remain at the top, if I remember rightly, of the West London Super League. After today's result, getting a draw up at Brighton. But you think we did all right to get a draw, didn't you?
Yeah, I think that was a decent point in that. I thought we played pretty well. We were under a lot of pressure today, more than I can remember, I think, in any game this season. Brighton are an absolutely top-class side, so that is a really good result for us, I think. I thought David...
And what I'll say, just quickly, I didn't really interrupt. I actually think, even though Arsenal scored four goals against us, 4-0, I thought that... was it 3? 3-0, and they scored 3. But I thought they actually gave more pressure than Arsenal. Arsenal were really incisive.
Yeah. So Brighton, apparently they had like 33 shots, I think. So it was backs to the wall for quite a long periods. But the player that I thought was superb today was David Raya. Just absolutely superb. His calmness, his handling, it was like brilliant. Really, really good. And a great day out.
Great day out. I mean, just quickly, great day out. You enjoyed today. Did you enjoy the game?
Oh, it's good to come down to Brighton all the time. But it's a cracking game. It shows... one thing I was thinking, it's Brighton and Brentford. We're not the big clubs. We're not the established clubs. We're not Man United, Liverpool, blah, blah, blah. We showed what football is really about today. Run the club really well, play good football, fight for it, score a load of goals, be entertaining. I was very proud. I've got a Brighton mate. I sent him a text saying we should both be very proud of how our clubs are run and what we're doing in the league.
Proudness there. Have you got the pride? Have you got the pride? Have you got the Brighton pride? Have you got the Brentford pride?
I thought that we showed incredible character today. Brighton were an excellent side, but we were resolute. We kept them at bay for a lot of the time, despite the amount of possession they had, the amount of shots they had. I don't think that either side will be happy with the goals they conceded today. Of all the 6 goals that went in, I don't think that either side will be keen on how they went in. But Brighton were good. They were at home. They've had some really, really good results at home against sides with bigger budgets, with, you know, bigger names. And I think this is another example of how, especially versus last season, we've built and improved And yeah, we're obviously all disappointed that we conceded in the last minute via a penalty, but we've shown huge character this season, and all the players out there are, you know, really fighting for each point. And I thought it was a great away point. I would have preferred a very straightforward 0-0 going into two very difficult games away. But yeah, couldn't be prouder of the football club, the players that we've got, and the coaching staff at the moment. Excellent.
Bees in the house, bees in the house. And listen, we hung on in there, right? And, you know, there's an argument to say, like I said to you, last season we would have lost that 4-0. You know, last season we came down to Brighton on Boxing Day and we just got torn to pieces. You know what I'm saying? And that Brighton side was not anywhere near as good as this side today. And I'm waxing lyrical about Brighton because they were very good. I mean, you'll see the highlights on Match of the Day, but if you watch in the 90 minutes, you watch how they played their football. You watch how they moved their ball from left to right, how they basically picked up found the holes, they found the wing, they kept the ball moving, they flipped the ball, kept on putting the ball wide every time it's coming across to my man, you know, who's deep, they were causing problems all over, and we had to be so disciplined to ensure that we weren't pulled out of position so that they could find the gaps to put the ball in the back of the net. You heard Carly Osborne talking earlier about how he felt that the team played. And yes, of course, there are a few little bumbles that we did, and defensively we struggled here and there. But at the end of the day, we got a point out of that game, and that was a wicked result.
It was a wicked result. It takes away the pain from last season's game here, because that was a bit horrific. But you know, like you said, Brighton were a great side. It was a brilliant game to watch, end to end. Both teams beat Man U earlier in the season 4-0, so you knew there were going to be some goals today, and that didn't disappoint. I think that when we were strong, we looked really strong. I think the actual turning point was that this was probably the first game all season that Pontus has played a full game, and I think that disrupted the back four. I think that when people are talking about Hickey and me and Rico and Pinnock being off their game today, I personally think that's down to Pontus being back in the team, and I think and Raya as well. I think it took him off balance. I probably would have made changes right at half time and moved Pinnock about, but I think it did take them off balance. I think there were opportunities that we could have kind of been a bit sharper on, but I think the main thing is that Brighton and Brentford, two very good footballing sides, but Brighton broke really quickly. When they got that ball, they were off, and they were off quickly. They were getting players and the ball straight down, whereas we get the ball and we slow the pace down, we're soaking up the pressure, but they were on it all the time. They play great football and they were very, very quick, and they caught, I mean, the goal that Raya got lobbed, I don't think he saw it, I think he had the sun in his eyes. But as I say, it was a great game, and you know, I'm happy with the point. I was happy with the point before the game, and I'll definitely take the point now.
Definitely taking the point. Listen, we're sitting in, Eddie, you can hear the place is buzzing. It's lively. Brighton's a wicked place to come down to. We're going to be coming down there again next season as well, because we're going to be in the league. They're going to be in the league. They're going on a European tour. We might be going on a European tour. We'll see how it goes. But this is the Besotted Brighton of West London podcast. I'm very happy we're going to Man United on Wednesday, so I've got no idea what's going to be happening with the podcast in the next couple of days. Will we get a Man United podcast in, or will we not? I'll try and see if I can squeeze a mini pod in, but I'll see whoever's going up to Manchester on Wednesday. To be fair, we always have a nice little drink up after the game, win or lose. We are on the booze, as they say, but we are in Brighton. We're having a laugh. It's very busy. We've got the boys. As we say, come on, UBs! It's the seagulls were really scared of us when they were UBs.
Top best London club tonight.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.